Bringing yourself into the present moment. Anchoring onto the breath. And allowing the anchor to sink you downwards. Allowing the anchor to drop down through the sea to the seabed. With each breath, with each out breath, the anchor sinks deeper. Allowing you to settle into your chair or onto the ground. Allowing you to come truly connected and in touch with the surface upon which you're resting. Allowing holding to disperse. Holding gives way to relaxation, openness. Expansiveness. Just following the journey of that breath. Becoming aware that that breath starts out with you. That air that surrounds your body is there for the taking. It's all there around you, waiting for you to breathe it in. Allowing the journey of the anchor to travel through the deep ocean and settle in the bed at its own pace. Follow it down. Allowing yourself to become grounded in the seabed along with the anchor. And if your awareness drops on any spots of tension or holding, just gently noticing them with an air of curiosity and giving them permission to be released on the next out-breath. Let's give your body a taste of what it's like to sit here without any tension, without any holding, offering your body and mind peace. Groundedness. Heaviness. Inviting you now to place your hands in a position like a church steeple with your fingertips touching. So forming a triangle. Taking your awareness to your fingertips. And you probably feel your pulse. But perhaps also you feel a sense of pressure building inside of the triangle. When you focus on the space between your hands, what do you notice? Maybe a swelling presence. Swelling pressure. Something growing, something getting bigger. allowing that sensation, that feeling of energy at your fingertips to grow. In your hands, through your fingertips, but also around your hands, inside them and outside them too. And so by placing our fingertips together, we feel the energy being reflected back into ourselves. We feel the power from our hands. And now if we open our fingertips and spread our hands, palms up, that same energy is there. And it's traveling now away from your body. Maybe you can still feel it. And if you're sitting near someone or there's somebody in the next room, somebody close by at least, that energetic pulsation that you felt is travelling from you and outwards. And it may well contact that person, or an animal perhaps in the room, or maybe it contacts nobody just now and just is put out there into the space around you. Energy flows where awareness goes. So what is energy? What is the essence of energy? What is the nature of it? What gives the energy its particular frequency? What is formulating your vibration right now that's going out there into the world around you? Whatever vibration, whatever frequency you put out there will go searching for other things of a similar frequency. And they will lock together, magnetize together. So in the early days of this course, we were all focusing on our illness. And so the frequency we were putting out there was attracting more of the same. More illness, more ill fortune. But over the last few months, we have chosen to rise above that identity that we had created for ourselves. Into a new state of being. Your thoughts and your emotions, both of which coming to being as a result mainly of your environment, your external environment. Your thoughts and your emotions create your energetic frequency that you put out. That you put out into the external world. But these are formed as a result of your external world. As a response, or maybe a reaction to your external world. And so there we have an interplay. There's a frontier between our inner and outer worlds. And that frontier is in the space immediately around your body. in your aura, if you like to call it that. Where our inner and outer worlds meet. And if you like, you can think of this as a melting pot. This space immediately around your body. It's a space of wonderful creation. Where we decide, we make choices over how our external environment and the people in it are going to merge with us, or maybe not merge with us, as the case may be. It's a place where the infinite possibilities held in the space between everything, where that infinite possibility meets the mind. Where the outer meets the inner. And as you place your awareness on things, on people, on ideas, you are attracting more of what is inside of you. And so much of what surrounds us is actually just a reflection of our inner world. And in that mirror, what we see, what we perceive in other people is also present in ourselves. Whether we perceive that to be good or bad, the mirror is always there. And if we are surrounded by challenging people, whether that be just one person or a whole group of people that seem to exude the same annoying traits, the same difficult ways, just acknowledging that your frequency has attracted that. And so whatever we attract, is merely a reflection of our own inner world, whether we realize it now or not. And so to work with parts of that which we feel are undesirable, the things we don't like in people that surround us, we can attune into the idea that they are here, present, in the space around us, in order for us to learn and to grow. We have a choice in this space where our inner and outer worlds meet. We can choose to be angry, resist them, and this will ultimately create a sense of separation between you and them. A barrier. In your mind and physically too. And ultimately those feelings, those negative, low vibrational feelings you feel will ultimately do only you harm. So another choice we have is to turn towards them and understand that they have reached the state of being that they are in just now through a series of events in their life. They are not simply out to get you. They're not simply out to make life hard for you. They are not conspiring against you. They are here because your frequency attracted them. And like you, they have reached the point they're at just now through difficulty, through struggle. So by seeing the reflection of people in ourselves, of ourselves in other people, we reach out and we bridge that sense of separation. We can choose to work with them rather than against them, in acknowledgement that we actually share something. We share the same vibration. We actually share more than we think, literally. We share what we feel. Perhaps it would be useful just to remind ourselves here that language was made to cover up feelings, to cover up vibration. Once you acknowledge and feel that vibration from yourself and from other people, the resistance you feel towards people will melt away on a backdrop of compassion for them and all that they are going through just now. Allowing the sense of separation to dissipate allows compassion in the door. To come flooding in, perhaps. And so next time we feel the urge to feel compelled to be annoyed at somebody, to judge somebody, to feel offended by somebody's behavior. Just taking a moment to respond in a different way. Here's a poem by a wonderful poet called Heather Lee. Fighting the reflection is tricky from the start. It's hard not to take on the hurt that stems from another's heart. It's hard to understand their pain is passed straight onto you, and to know their insecurities are what they see in you. See, people often feel the need to judge another soul, when loving themselves without that judge is supposed to be their goal. Every flaw they see in you is the reality they created. Every insecurity they have felt and formulated. Their world reflects their inward feel, and it's all they see in you. Their reality is a reflection translated through their truth. So next time someone hurts you by what they do or say, think of them with love, because it's them that feel that way. And if by chance you falter and you form judgment of some kind, find that weakness from within and heal with love in mind.